was any cost, man? Freeze and mix.
The name is Too Ski, by the way.
Women and children, men, whoever else.
Yep.
We are back.
Yep. Yes, we are.
We are back.
Sound
the
excited.
OC yeah. And Jason podcast.
When do we? No, we.
I'm changing.
It's not even
year.
The playoffs. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I like it. It's the offseason.
But it's not the playoffs.
All right, go back to the Jason and OC podcast.
There we
it's
go.
Been too long.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has.
Simon isn't here.
Simon's not here.
Simon has COVID.
Them 17 shots.
Didn't work for him.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know how he feels, OC.
Yeah.
We don't know how
yeah,
he feels.
Yeah, no, regardless.
We're not going to get it.
Regardless.
I'm not laughing.
What I'm laughing at is the fact that we made so much fun of him for
right.
all those shots.
Yes.
Oh, boy, he was first in line,
he was,
too.
He was. I was second in line.
You were second in
I'm
line.
I'm second in line.
I was ninth in line.
You were ninth in line. You were in the back looking at us like, I got to go.
Oh, but I got it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So shout out to Simon.
Simon, sorry you're not here, man. We
love
miss you,
bro.
We will see you very, very soon.
Now we're just going to lay it all on the line for Chris.
Yeah. I will say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Chris
mm-hmm.
has been very good.
Yeah, he has. He's been outstanding.
And
next man up.
Next man up, Simon.
Next man up, Simon.
And he's been, I mean, he's not scared to throw out his nuggets.
No, not at all.
We were doing something earlier.
Mm.
You commented on my response.
Mm-hmm.
I got that from Chris.
Yeah.
Chris told me to say that.
You know, there's no squeaky bum time with Chris. There's a lot of squeaky bum time with Simon. I don't know, guys. I don't know if we can talk about this.
I know.
No, Chris is all for it.
Just go.
Go, yeah, talk.
Go right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
So,
I don't mind getting kicked off the show. That's Chris.
So, you know, Simon, if you're listening, yeah. Being a starter isn't guaranteed.
That's not a guarantee.
It's not
man.
Guaranteed, as we
Chris
know.
And Will.
No,
I mean, you know them boys.
Because and now they're help, yeah, they're together. They're giving each other nuggets that they didn't share with Simon.
They're scheming on Simon.
I get it.
They're scheming on him.
But
it's cool.
I totally understand. Sounds like what's happening in the NFL right now.
Mm.
There's a lot of movement.
What's going on in the NFL, Jay?
I mean, you know.
I've been sleeping. Tell me what's going
let
on.
Let me tell you something. We mm-hmm. usually spend most of our offseason talking about everything else in the world,
correct.
Which we will.
Correct.
Because that's what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But this offseason, bro,
mm-hmm.
this is new.
Yeah.
I've never seen, and for those who aren't even football fans, NFL fans, like really locked in, you never see quarterbacks. We talk about that position. You never see them change teams. Not good quarterbacks.
Yeah, never happens.
It doesn't happen, bro. He's there forever until something happens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't move on for him because who are you going to get?
Yeah.
Well, this offseason.
They're like, we got somebody. We got something for you.
We got something for you. And when you look at the movement, I mean, the big one, you look at Russell Wilson going to Denver.
Yes.
I would have never thought he was leaving Seattle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you knew something was happening.
Go Hawks.
Yes, for that. Now, what's his?
Go Bronx now? I don't know. Go Bronx.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's
That's
ride.
What he's doing. Let's ride.
Let's
oh,
ride.
My gosh.
Let's ride. Go Hawks, but let's ride.
I can't with Russell Wilson, man.
He's there. And so you look at that. Never thought that was going to happen.
Mm.
Man, we could talk about it later, but you think about what happened with Deshaun Watson, Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield's out. Your boy Matt
Baker's Ryan. Feelings were hurt,
His
bro.
Feelings were hurt. Says a lot about him, though, and why they moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, it says a lot. You hear a lot of stories in the off-seasons about people.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan to the Colts from Atlanta.
Yeah.
His career is probably going to take off some more.
I believe
I think
that.
So.
Why was Baker so – you know what gets me is, you know, just to stay on this Baker, then we'll get back to the rest of the
thing. I like it. No, I like
he,
going where we
he
go.
He was so hurt that they were looking at – a quarterback who is clearly better than him. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I was like, you know, if, for instance, I'm with the Giants, right? And I'm a very good football player for the Giants, right? If the Giants were like, you know, I don't know, man. We're looking at Lawrence Taylor, bro. I'm not going to be upset. You know what I mean? Because You gotta respect the game. Now, if they were talking about bringing in a guy who is clearly not better than me or clearly, you know, below my standards, you know, then you can flex. But Deshaun Watson, you know, regardless of everything that is happening with him, which we don't, regardless of that.
Who he is off the field is we don't condone, we don't even like the guy.
Right. But as a player, you can't compare Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson. If the Cleveland Browns are looking for a upgrade at the quarterback position, Deshaun Watson is probably the only one available who is a clear and present upgrade. Why would you be so upset about that? It's just, you know, when they said they need an adult in the room, maybe that's what they were talking about. Oh. I like Baker, which is the funny thing. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
I like him. But I just didn't understand this whole, they're looking at Deshaun. I'm gonna throw in the towel. I'm going to go in the towel. He's a better player than you, bro.
That adult in the room, what you just said.
Yeah.
That position, the quarterback position in football, was the only one that didn't have to adhere to the standard all of the rest of us did. And what I mean by that is,
that's a fact.
We were subjected to competition at every
constantly.
Turn.
Constantly.
Every single
constantly.
Day. Every constantly. Drill. Everything we did was compete, 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 except that position.
Quarterback privilege.
Quarterback privilege is real.
Quarterback privilege.
It's real.
That's what we're going to call it, QB privilege.
It's real.
Because you're right.
It's real.
You're right. They can't. You can't bring in anybody to compete with them.
How does he feel? It's the only position they go, how's he going to feel?
They don't care how we feel. That's crazy.
Quarterback position has always been coddled like that. Except now, what I'm seeing and why I think this offseason is so unique. Think of who's taken over. You have a lot of young GMs, a lot of young coaches, a lot of people that have been in the business, been in the game, have seen, has saw what's happened in basketball and other sports, movement. They're not scared of it.
Mm.
And one thing they're not scared of, OC, I think we know if you got that guy at quarterback.
Yeah.
You know if you are in an organization where you got a star. That's the star.
Mm.
But there's a lot of other people that have been kind of, you know, run through the mud, just surviving. But they're not really special. They're okay, but they're not special.
Mm-hmm.
I think NFL teams, because if you want to win a championship,
you
got
guy.
To be special at that position.
Yeah.
And if you're not, we'll ride with somebody who's a lesser known player until we get a special guy, and we will pay for him if you want to win the Super Bowl. Copycat league.
Yeah.
Look what the Rams did.
You gotta be special at that position. Defenses are no longer built to be able to shut down an offense completely.
No.
Right? Just doesn't happen.
No.
Doesn't happen anymore.
It just,
can't.
The rules
can't.
Are set up.
The rules are set up for offense, right? So if you don't have that guy who is special when it counts, we're not talking about 2000 Ravens anymore. No. We're not talking about any of that. No. The guy has to be special now. Not sure they had that guy before, but they do now.
They do now. Mm. And you look at the Denver Broncos and getting Russell Wilson, right? And people are, you're trading away your future, trading away your future. You're doing this, you're doing that. Bruh, I want to tell people, we can't get people to plan for their future to do anything.
Yeah.
Right? People are like, now,
no.
This second. Why is it any different in sports?
Mm.
Everybody else besides ownership is short term.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, players, coaches, management,
GMs, everybody.
It's like, short we term. Got to do it. I can't. You could say I'm planning for 5 years. I might not be here for 5 years.
Probably won't.
And you're going to blame these 2 years of losses on me anyways.
Yeah.
It's transactional, getting the best pieces in for the next year.
It's
and
true.
I think that's what we're going to see for a while until somebody changes it.
Yeah.
And that's why we've seen all this quarterback movement. So, I mean, it's usually with free agency, you kind of comment on a couple of players moving anywhere and different teams. But, I mean, this truly is next level. To your point, you've always said it. Parity in the league. I don't know what's going to happen next year.
Yeah, nobody knows.
This has thrown it all off.
You know, this, I would say, not September, but maybe November of last year.
Mm-hmm.
To what are we in now? March of this year.
Yeah,
the NFL is like they're drunk. I've never seen the games. I've never seen none of this at this level in my entire life, and I've been associated with the game for now 20 years.
Me neither.
20 years. Never seen it.
Me neither.
Wait a minute. That's a long time to be associated with the game.
This is what we. This is why we love it. And yeah. we know a little bit of stuff about it.
Yeah. 20 years.
20 years, bro.
NFL. Not college. NFL.
Never seen anything like that.
12 years as a player,
like
7 years here.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
And you look at it, you're right. Like, I just look at the landscape. If you are in a division with a quarterback, you can't build for the future.
Yeah.
You got, because if they're young, you can't set yourself up for losses for the next decade.
For the next decade.
You got
yeah.
to come heavy. Heavy hand with investment to catch up.
Yeah.
And that's like what you see in the AFC West with Denver, KC, the Raiders, and the Chargers? What?
All good quarterbacks.
Derek Carr is the worst quarterback there, and he's good.
Yeah, he's very good, yeah.
I mean, and now with Devontae Adams over there from Green Bay, I don't know what's going to happen, bro, but I'm very excited about what's going to take place. Your point earlier about because of the way the rules are set up, defenses aren't there to stop you. You got to have that dude. Man, I'm ready for another great season.
Yeah, me too, bro.
I'm ready for another great season.
Me too.
You know, I do want to say this. You sent out a tweet.
Okay.
And I want to think it's football related, but I think there's another side to this.
Okay. I've tweeted twice.
Okay.
So which one are you talking about? You talking about the one where Lil Igwe was coming off that edge or the other one? Okay.
That one stands alone.
Okay.
Because that's my future client.
Yeah,
and I don't want you to talk about him until he can sign.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm
so
with
we're
you.
Not going to discuss the greatness that is going to occur.
Yeah, did you see his pad level?
Listen.
He got in the stance, good hips. He's getting off that edge. My other one's talking about basketball. I'm like, you're missing out,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. And you put the you saw the number that you put below that, what they paying pass rushers.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, that's
– with inflation, it should be at about 100 by then.
Listen, we're going to college for free.
Yeah.
And he's not getting any of your inheritance.
Yeah, because no. He's going to – I'm going to be looking for to him. Be like, hey, buddy.
I raised you.
I showed you all this, buddy.
You see that house over
there? I want to live good now. But my bad. Go ahead.
Okay.
Where were we?
The second tweet.
Yeah.
Urban Meyer, former head coach of Jacksonville Jaguars. And a lot of things have come out. There was an article about the toxic nature of being involved with that team.
Mm-hmm.
And you put out a tweet.
Yeah.
Basically saying there was one thing they talked about that you didn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you said, when it's all going downhill.
Yes.
A lot of things get fabricated.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Which just makes sense. Any joke you made when you have been perceived as not a great person that respects people.
Yeah, comes
gotta
out.
Take it all serious.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, that article, it said a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
But
if you haven't seen it, read it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It said a lot of things in that article.
Mm-hmm.
But the headline, what they tried to use to grab people's attention was, oh, he didn't know who Aaron Donald was.
Yes.
Right?
Right. When they were playing them or maybe even preparing for him, the Rams.
Which, you know, to me, that I usually would never respond to something like that, right?
Yes.
Because, hey.
No, you don't.
We know what Urban Meyer has, what they said he did and all this type of stuff. So I'm not going to, you know, get into any of that. But what I can't stand, right, is when somebody is down
and he's getting,
and people just want to continually publicly kick him.
Yeah.
Was he a good coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars? Absolutely not. Was he a good person for the Jacksonville Jaguars? From all the things that we're reading, no. But I did watch this man break down defensive line play before. I saw that with my own eyes. And it caught me off guard when I watched it because he's known as an offensive kind of guy, right? And he's a offensive guru or whatever they want to call it. And the way he broke down this defensive line play, the things that he was talking about, most people, I'm talking about 99% of the people in this world, I'm talking about pros, don't know. The things he was saying, they don't know.
You spent your life doing it, so if somebody can break it down like that, you have respect for him.
So when I watched it, I was like, oh, he knows exactly what he's talking about because he was looking at the things that experts would look at. So he knows defensive line play. There's no way somebody who knows the intricate details of defensive line play doesn't know who Aaron Donald is. There's no way that is.
Because you got to show
impossible.
The tape of somebody doing it right.
Impossible. Impossible he didn't know who Aaron Donald was. So he must have said that in jest, and they're using that to now pile on him. All the other stuff they said, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't there. Enjoy yourself. Knock yourself out.
Yep.
I wasn't going to go for that one, though.
We were talking earlier about the quarterbacks, right, and how they are held to a different standard.
Mm-hmm.
This is not necessarily about Urban Meyer, but I want to bring it back to this situation because in life we all face these kind of challenges. You've been coached hard. You've been advised on things that probably weren't uncomfortable. People might have said, hey, OC, you need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have felt challenged. You might have felt, you know, not easy. But you knew it was right. It coming from the right place, right? If you tell me, Jay Bell, you need to do this and whatever, and I know it's hard, I know it's coming from a good place.
Yeah.
One thing we talk about the league, we talk about our experiences, we can be coached hard. You can be assertive with us, especially when you know you have our best intention. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you made a point about a lot of coaches not coaching, not a lot of technique, not a lot of, you know, people don't
they
know.
Throw you in the deep end and swim.
Let you swim.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't know how to. Maybe they don't have time. But those that do that, and we know they care, they can coach us hard.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that. I wonder, and I kind of pose this question. I'm going to throw it at you, but I kind of pose it to everyone and let us know how you feel. Like, if you are in any circumstance, job, career, school, whatever, family, and somebody's hard on you, but you know their intention is to make you better, are you going to accept it?
Yeah.
Are you going to do it? And how do you know that their intention or that is going to be a positive result?
Yeah. I think you have to, first and foremost, the person can't come in right away behaving that way and you accept it as, oh, yes, this guy's trying to make me a better person, or this person's trying to make me a better player. It's almost impossible to do that.
Yeah.
That takes, like, time.
Yeah, that's true.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes, like, trust. It takes you seeing the results of this on other people for you to be like, okay, maybe he's actually trying to make me a better person. Because if you don't know that, and a person comes in and they're like doing all this and blah, you're like, man, what are you talking about, right?
Yes.
After a while, when you've seen that, then you become more receptive to that kind of coaching and that kind of I'm talking about now, today's day.
Yeah, it's different.
When we were coming up, you just accepted it.
Yeah.
You just took it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But now you gotta be careful.
You do.
With the way you talk to people and the way you treat them and all that type of stuff. You gotta be a little bit more careful now.
You said something and I think it was right. Listen first.
Yeah.
I think now that's what has to occur everywhere. And if you come in and you're trying to be assertive on your way of doing things and you're not listening, how could you really be a service? And really, when you are a leader and you are a CEO or whatever, you are there to serve, right?
Yeah. Supposedly.
Supposedly, right? Because
yeah.
you have to get the best out of everyone. Yeah. You have to lead, but to be a true leader, you have to listen and you have to kind of serve. Because you have to lead them by servicing them to make them better, to bring the whole organization up, the team up, whatever. So if you don't do that, you can't be effective.
Yeah.
And I think that is, to me, in my estimation, if you're not established in what you do and what you provide and that you just make people better, you have to come with that first.
Yeah.
You have to show that you understand before they're going to understand you or, you know.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I mean, I just looked at that and I thought, you know, there are some coaches that can get away with that.
Yeah.
But these coaches got track records.
Yeah, they're good. They've been doing it for a while.
They have.
Let's drop something in here really quickly.
Tell me.
If possible.
Tell me.
And as soon as I say it, you're going to know where we're going.
Okay.
We're going to drop this in for Karen.
Oh, it's Karen time. It's Karen time. That means we have just turned left or right, depending on what country you're in. We are exiting right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Shout out to Karen.
So, as we know, Russia has invaded the Ukraine.
Yes.
Ukraine.
Yes.
A lot of catastrophe.
Yep.
A lot of devastation.
Sad.
War is just horrible. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this.
Yep.
There's been a huge outpouring of support and love for Ukraine and a lot of condemnation of Russia's actions, rightfully so, because what Russia has done is, on all accounts, you know, ridiculous. There is just no, we shouldn't be doing that. Like, what, war, we don't want war.
What, one man in control of Russia?
Correct, right? But here's what I'm going to say in regards to that.
I am listening, my friend.
And here's why I haven't spoken out about that. And I think as individuals and as people, we have to check ourselves, right? Two things. Number one, the horrors that are taking place in Ukraine are taking place in a lot of places right now. A lot of places. A lot of people going through the exact same thing, right? There's been no, well, very little outcry for them in the places where this is going on, right?
Could you be specific on one or just two?
Oh, there's several. The Tigray region in Ethiopia.
Okay.
And
what's kind of happening in there, just for people that don't know?
Mass murder.
Yeah.
Governments, it's bad. Mm-hmm. We could talk about the Saudi Arabia and what they're doing in Yemen. You know, it's a lot going on in the world.
Okay.
But here's what I wanted to get to. Because there's three countries that I can tell you categorically that I absolutely love.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
It's Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
There's the United Kingdom, where I was born and that I live. I love this country.
You do? You always say that.
United States of America, which I will go to my grave saying is the best country on earth.
You always have.
Right?
Said that.
Love those countries.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the United Kingdom and America.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody invaded the United Kingdom or invaded America, I'm talking about they invaded those countries, I would take up arms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, yes. I would, because of the things that I love about this country. I'm not a warrior. I'm not a violent guy. But if they did that, I will take up arms for these countries, right? Like, I believe in them.
Same way people are doing it in Ukraine and other places.
100%.
Yes.
Love these countries.
Mm-hmm.
But from studies and understanding what these two countries have done, bro, I'm talking about some of the most horrific things.
Yeah, America went
have
into
been
two,
done.
America went into two wars and sold it to the country on falsified information. I mean,
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like a million people have been killed in Iraq, right?
Yeah.
And
mean, Vietnam and Iraq War. I mean, it was just completely discredited.
Some of the
reasoning.
Some of the worst things have been done by these countries that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't come out with no outpouring. I haven't condemned them for what they did because I love those countries and I live there. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? We can talk about it, but I'm not like full-throated condemnation of, you know, what our countries have done.
I think you...
I've talked about it, but I haven't, like, you know.
Yeah.
And so all I'm saying is in regards to people's reaction to what is going on with Russia and Ukraine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to all be mindful, very mindful of not only what's going on in other countries, but what our own countries have done. I think the people, like us, we can be full-throated in our condemnation of what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the governments, they need to be quiet.
Well, if the governments are quiet, then what's happening there will continue to happen.
I hear that. But I'm saying they have no moral to be, because when I hear them talking, they'll be like, oh, the this, and they're bombing and they're killing and they can't be doing this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm listening to them and I'm like, what about what you've done? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. What about what you are continuing to do? Yeah. Because they're continuing to do that, right? And I just feel like we need to be mindful of that.
Ooh. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I wanted to say on that.
No, I mean, nobody likes to talk about history, and well, some people don't like to talk about history where it makes them feel guilty.
Yeah.
Okay, we know that. I mean, you see what's happening in America with the fight on what's taught in schools, mm-hmm. purely based on that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, no matter what, because you're right, I agree with what you're saying completely. You always need to know, I always think, but we still need to address what is happening in our face.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think that understanding historically how your country has behaved in circumstances like that lets you know and kind of understand from a global perspective what's happening.
Yeah.
One thing about war, and we've seen it, we can look at it and say we've all been lied to. So I think what you say, I look at what's happening and some of the propaganda happening in Russia. And I think a lot of people go, how do the people not know? Well, to OC's point, we allowed it to happen.
Mm.
We allowed our government to tell us there were weapons of mass destruction. We just took it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was protest, but I mean, we were lied to.
Yep.
When I look at the whole thing, you know what kind of hit me is a couple of things, OC. First of all, it's really hard for me to try to enjoy myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very, very hard. And I'm very, even like, you know, we got people work with us and social media stuff and hey, do this and do that. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I feel wrong. Sick.
Yeah.
I feel sick. You know, I was walking my daughter to school and I'm holding her hand. I'm walking across the street and all of a sudden, you know, we spend so much time on this stuff. I just thought about a bomb hitting.
Mm.
And I was effed up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking like, you see people sending their family and they're staying to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And when war happens, bro, it does all the advantages you and I have, all the things we think we can do and know, and the hookups we got. Well, bro, you here. You're in it.
Mm-hmm.
So all I think about is how easy it is for people to move on with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is difficult for me to do.
Mm.
So I'm looking at this. I'm learning everything I can from this. I'm supporting every way I can. But the scary part of it is you realize how people need to always be aware of wherever government, wherever they live, whatever situation they in.
Mm-hmm.
Look how close this is to happening to you.
Yeah.
And that comes back to what you were, you know, what you're saying before. Be aware of what's happening. Be aware of your history. Be aware. These things have happened before. Mm. There's things in America we talk about that are happening that were like, hey, this is a precursor to this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good. Be aware of this. This is why they're doing it. History tells us.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we attack, they're attacking what is taught because don't give them the playbook.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the one thing that, because you're 100% correct, there's something that also is very, very scary to me. Very. How quickly this could escalate.
Yeah. This is my problem with the school walk. That is, bro, from the faucet, it's steaming hot.
How quickly this can escalate.
Yeah. One wrong move.
By either side. And Russia is not Iraq. You understand what I mean? They have the ability to escalate this to a completely different level. So when we're calling for whatever action you're calling for these governments to undertake, understand that. Are you ready to die? Are you prepared?
You always say something.
Are you prepared to lay your life on the line?
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
And if you are, cool.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yep.
If you're not, chill.
You always say that in like small things we go through. You're like, Jay Bell, are you ready for this fight?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Is this what you want?
Because
if this is what you want, we can go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand?
But
if you're not.
If you're just saying it to say it, if you're just upset, yeah.
Just chill.
Foreign policy is something else, man. The moves being made, the things, the implications of every single strategic decision.
Crazy, but they're playing with lives.
Yeah, and they don't. And some people don't care.
I don't know, Jay.
I don't know. It's hard. You want to keep on living, and but this is a hard time for me, bro. This is a very, very, very hard time. I think living here has changed my perspective on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Very close. In America. Very closed mm-hmm. off. I mean, we are here. So.
Yeah. That's it, bro.
We're back. We are back. We're back on it, right?
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks now, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We got a lot of African travels and all kinds of craziness. But
whenever we can, but we'll we're going to try to get back in it and we have a lot of things to talk about. Yeah. So it's good to see you again. And next time we need to catch up what's happening in NFL Africa because some dope things are taking place.
Oh, yeah.
And we are on a mission. Well, Karen, I hope you enjoyed that. And
it's the Karen segment of the show.
It's the Karen segment.
I kind of like it. I think we should make – whenever we're about to
– go there.
Like, this is for Karen.
This is for Karen because – Karens of the world can start at that moment.
Mm, exactly.
And be like, all that other stuff, I don't want to hear. And other people that aren't, you know, they don't want the Karen part.
Yeah, they get that. It's some for everybody.
It's where we are. My mom's outside, so she loves all this. So
my favorite, Belle.
Yes, it Mama truly Belle. Is. She agrees with what you say on the podcast on everything. So, you know, who's her son? That being said... The Jason OC Podcast. Glad to be back. We back at it. Holla at us. Send us some messages on anything you want us to discuss because you know we love it. Till next time.